Yesterday and today may make that hallowed list here in Northeast Florida of two of the best days of weather that we'll see all year long. Yesterday was still a little bit cool out at our beaches with our highs only making the 60s, but we made it into the 70s inland. And the humidity is going to stay low today. While we are starting out pretty cool this morning, this afternoon is going to be great. We're going to be right around 81 degrees, which is the average high for Jacksonville on this calendar date. The humidity is going to stay down for the next couple of days as well. But on Thursday, we're going to warm up into the mid-80s. But Thursday is kind of a hinge day or pattern shift day. We're going to see more of an onshore wind build into the day Thursday. And that onshore wind is going to be with us all the way through the weekend. So that wind is going to do a couple of things. It's going to keep our days a little bit more on the mild side. Instead of the mid to upper 80s to near 90 degrees, we're going to be in the low to mid 80s. And temperatures at the beaches will be in the 70s a lot of these days moving forward. So it's not going to be too hot, and it's also not going to be too cold. With that onshore wind, we may see an isolated shower here or there near the coast and potentially pushing to I-95. In particular, on Friday, and then it's not out of the question on Saturday and Sunday, but we're keeping those days dry as of today. So there may be a brief shower out near the coast on Friday. You can't rule that out with an onshore wind, but the humidity isn't that high, or the moisture in the air isn't at levels like we would see certainly during the summertime or even into the fall. So I'm really not optimistic about rain. And it looks like a predominantly dry weather pattern over at least the next 7 days. The jet stream is going to be well to the north of Northeast Florida. And it does look like an active weather pattern well out to our north and west. We're talking the southern and central Great Plains, where it looks like there will be a severe weather outbreak later this week and then potentially again into next week. But that active weather is going to stay far away from us here at home. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.